Nakaranas ka na ba ng isang
trahedya sa buhay mo na terrifying and traumatic at hindi mo malimutan? Noong September 26, 2009, nung nagda-drive po ako sa Calabarzon Road sa Pilipinas, pabalik po ng Maynila, coming from a speaking engagement, napansin ko po na malakas po yung hangin at yung buhos ng ulan. I have no idea kung bagyo ba ito or a normal monsoon rain, so binuksan ko po yung radio. And true to it, nadiskubre ko po na may bagyo nga. At hindi ito isang ordinaryong bagyo. Sa lakas po ng bagyo na ito, lumubog po, according sa radio, mga nagbabalita, lumubog po ang Marikina at Cainta. At habang pinakikinggan ko po yung radio, nagpapanik na yung announcer, tapos biglang nung, tulungan nyo ko, shhh, nag-white noise. It was that bad. And from there, hindi ako halos makausa dahil nasa lubong ko na yung traffic. Yung tubig sa sasakyan, kalahati, sedan lang po ang dala ko ng time na yon. And it was terrifying. Ang mas traumatic dito, yung family ko po ay taga-Cainta. And na-experience po ng mga aking pamilya na daan-daan pong umaangat ang tubig. Hindi pala daan-daan, mabilis umaangat po yung tubig, baha that almost drowned them. Buti na lang, may mataas na bahay, agad nakakuha ng saklolo sa mga kapitbahay at sampahu sila doon sa malaking tahanan na yon. There was no electricity, no network, or no way to get and provide aid sa kanila or mailabas sila sa situation. And it will take a helicopter or a military truck na kaya hong dumaan po sa ganong klaseng baha. It was terrifying and unforgettable. What is your terrifying and unforgettable tragedy? Maybe it was not caused by a natural calamity. Near-death experience sa isang aksidente o karamdaman. A betrayal in relationship. Loss of job. Loss of business. Loss of loved ones. Or effects of sin, something you've done, or something that was done to you. Isa sa mga trahedyang di malilimutan ng nation ng Israel ay ang judgment sa city of Sodom and Gomorrah because of sin. Dahil kahit hindi nila nasaksihan ang judgment ng Sodom, kailangan lamang nilang umakyat sa bundok, sa kabundukan po ng Jerusalem at dumungaw pababa to look at the barren wasteland. And doon matatagpuan po yung tinatawag na Dead Sea. According sa historian na si Josephus, ang Dead Sea daw ay bahagi ng geographic proximity ng ancient city of Sodom. Ang sea na ito ay sobrang alat. Sa sobrang alat na ito, lulutang po kayo. Walang isda ang makakasurvive po. There was no life in this barren wasteland. And this is but a picture of God's judgment. But also, the story gives us a picture of His mercy, which is yun ang titignan po natin mamaya. Tayo po ay nasa second to the last part ng ating sermon series in the book of Genesis this year that we have entitled The God of Abraham. And a couple of weeks ago, inaral natin ang chapter 18 where God reiterated to Abraham that Sarah will bear him a son na kung saan natawa si Sarah. Nakita din natin sa chapter na ito that the Lord revealed His plan to Abraham to destroy Sodom and its surrounding cities because of its wickedness. At dahil dito, Abraham prayed that the Lord would spare the city if he would found 10 righteous men, to which God agreed.
Ngayong umaga, masasaksihan natin ang kakilakilabot na judgment ng Panginoon sa Sodom and its surrounding cities. Dahil wala ni isang righteous person natagpuan sa lugar na yon. Hindi ito ang first time sa book of Genesis na inaral po natin that God judged the world. He did judge Adam and Eve and creation because of disobedience and sin. We have seen God judge yung time ni Noah, he judged the world through a flood, which is nabasa ni Brother Bon kanina sa 2 Peter chapter 2, and allowed to spare a family ni Noah to an ark. So dito, makikita naman natin another judgment, which is a judgment sa chapter 19 na hindi makakalimutan ng Israel, the nation ng Israel. This judgment story is also a story of God's mercy where He rescued a family from destruction. Ang theme ng aaralin natin ngayon sa passage na ito ay God's justice or God's judgment and mercy. A God who punishes and a God who rescues. A God who destroys and a God who saves. Ang main idea po natin ngayong umaga is this. God's judgment towards the unrighteous is certain, severe, and just, but will show mercy to the righteous. God's judgment towards the unrighteous is certain, severe, and just, but will show mercy to the righteous, of which this main point from the text is divided into two points. Number one, man's depravity. Verses 1 to 14, and number 2, God's mercy and severity. Verses 15 hanggang 38. Sa passage natin, maha-highlight kung gaano kasama at immoral ang tao sa kanyang pagkilos, pag-uugali, at saloobin. At ganun din man, masasaksihan natin ang righteous judgment and at the same time mercy ng Panginoon towards these unrighteous, wicked sinners. So let's jump right in sa ating first point ngayong umaga. Number one, man's depravity. Basahin po natin if you have your Bibles with you sa Genesis chapter 19, and I will read from verses 1 to 14 sa English Standard Version. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise up early and go on your way." They said, "No, we will spend the night in the town square." But he pressed them strongly. So they turned aside to him and entered his house, and he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man surrounded the house. And they called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them." So Lot went out to the men and at the entrance shut the door after him and said, "I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you and do to them as you please. Only do nothing to these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof." But they said to him, "Stand back." And they said, "This fellow came to sojourn, and he has become the judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." Then they pressed hard against the man Lot and drew near to break the door down.
But the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they were themselves out groping for the door.
Last time nakita natin ang dalawang anghel, kakahiwalay lang kay Abraham at sa Panginoon para pumunta po sa Sodom to investigate its wickedness and eventually carry out God's judgment. Ang gateway ng Sodom na kung saan nabanggit na nakaupo si Lot ay maituturing na public square ng city, kung saan sinasagawa ang public meetings. Dito dinadala ang mga legal disputes para pag-usapan at i-formalize ang mga ito. Kadalasan ang mga elders ng city ang mga nakaupo sa gateway. So sa verse 1, dito matatagpuan nakaupo si Lot, in which suggests na isa siya sa mga kinikilalang opisyal ng Sodom. So verses 1 to 3, nung nakita ni Lot ang dalawang dayuhan, agad-agad niyang sinalubong at winelcome ang mga ito and extended generous hospitality sa kanila. Halos magkatulad yung ginawa nila ni Abraham dito, pareho din nilang hindi alam nung una na mga anghel pala ang kanilang kinakausap at pinaglilingkuran. Ang pagpilit niya sa mga taong magpalipas ng gabi sa kanyang tahanan not only tells us that he is a person na kung saan ay talaga masasabi mong hospitable, but also a man who knows his city very well. And he knows it is not safe na kahit sino mang dayuan o kahit sino man mamamayan sa lugar na yan ang maglagiho sa kalsada ng gabi dahil nanganganib ang kanilang buhay. Now, ang verses 4 to 14 ay ilan sa mga verses sa Bible na hindi madali basahin at hindi madali ipaliwanag o pag-usapan because of the gross nature of the sin or sins. Because in the city, dito talamak ang mga kasalanan na yon. And it's really hard to even comment on this buong chapter 19. But we believe as a church that we should be preaching and teaching the whole counsel of God's Word. That is why we are not picking or choosing yung mga verses or passages na gusto lang namin. We are subjecting ourselves to the Word of God. Pero this was intentional para kay author Moses, who wants to give his audiences and us a picture kung gaano kasama ang mga tiga Sodom. So verses 4 to 5, after Lot prepared a feast for the angels, at nung napatulog na sila, lahat ng mga kalalakihan ng Sodom, bata man yan o matanda, pinalibutan ang bahay nila Lot and demanded na ilabas ang kanilang mga bisita so that we may know them. Ano ibig sabihin ng we may know them? Now, hindi po ito yung idea na gusto nilang palabasin para makilala at para makipagkaibigan. Hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin nito dahil may pagkakataon na sila nung pumasok yung dalawang anghel na ito sa city gate pa lang. Actually, hindi nga nila binati. Si Lot ang bumati sa kanila. Hindi po. Ang term na that we may know them ay kadalasan ginagamit sa context ng Genesis to mean to have sexual intercourse. We see that in Genesis 4:1, Genesis 4:17, verse 25, Genesis 24, verse 16 tells us we want to know them or know her means sexual intercourse. So these men are demanding Lot na ilabas ang mga bisita so that they could sexually abuse them. So verse 7, lumabas si Lot and said, I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. So this affirms the activity na gusto gawin ng taong bayan. Dito pinakita ang sincerity ni Lot to protect his visitors. Pero ang kahindik-hindik na lumabas sa bibig niya ay ang pag-offer ng kanyang dalawang dalagang anak na babae in exchange sa kanyang bisita. I was reading that and I was trying to meditate on that 2 weeks ago. And it's just like, if we're going to be gracious kay Lot, maybe this could mean something else, no?
That's why I've checked some scholars and see what they have to say. Iba-iba. Some say delaying tactics daw ito to buy time para makapag-isip siya ng way of escape. So he was stalling. Some said it was a trick kasi ang kanyang mga anak are already betrothed. And what is being betrothed? It's a form of legal engagement that they are already arranged or promised to marry someone, and having, violating itong mga kababayan na ito would be an act of crime sa kanilang batas. Marami pa akong paliwanag kung ano ibig sabihin po daw neto, pero hindi natin alam talaga kung bakit nasabi ni Lot ito. Pero kung ano man ang kanyang plano, it was evil, it was cowardly, and it was shocking. Sa kabutihan ng Diyos, tinanggihan nila ang offer at threatened Lot na mas masakol pa ang gagawin nila sa kanya. Which is, that's interesting. Ano? Remember, yung tiyuhin ni Lot ang nagligtas sa buong kingdom ng Sodom. Marahil siguro kaya nakakuha ng pwesto ito sa kanilang lugar, si Lot. Now, ang tingin lang sa kanya, dayuhan. Ang bira, di ka nga taga rito, kala mo kung sino ka makapag-utos sa amin? Pwes, patay ka sa amin. Mas masahol pa ang gagawin namin sa'yo kaysa sa gagawin namin sa kanila. So yun po yung itsura ng situation na to. So verses 9 to 10, puwersahan nilang tinulak si Lot para mabuksan ang pintuan, para makapasok sa loob ng bahay. Pero hinaltak sila ng mga anghel papaloob at binulag ang mga kalalakihan malapit sa pinto. Some scholars said that a very bright light emitted from the angels that blinded the men who were close sa pintuan. Their physical blindness now reflects their spiritual and intellectual blindness. At ang nakakamangha dito, itong nakakamangha dito, ano? Pagkatapos silang mabulag, ito yung sinabi nila sa verse 11. They wore themselves out groping for the door. Now, if we read this so fast, you will not catch this, ano? Pero usually, kapag ikaw ang nasa situation na to, nabulag ka na lang ng bigla, ang next thing na gagawin mo is what? Humingi ng tulong at magpatulong sa'yo pauwi o pumunta ng doktor. Pero dito sa verse na ito, pagkabulag sa kanilang anghel, hinahanap pa rin nila yung pinto para makapasok at magawa ang kanilang itim na balakin. You see how wicked the men of Sodom are. Kahit bulag, nasa rin yung pinto. My goodness. Ito ay isang hint ng author to tell us, his audience, how deeply rooted their sin was. How totally depraved or wicked all, not some, all the men in Sodom are. At sapat ng ebidensya ito para sa mga anghel upang wasakin and to carry out God's judgment sa city na ito. Sapat na ebidensya na ito. Kaya sa verses 12 to 14, sinabi ng mga anghel ang planong wasakin ng Diyos ang buong Sodom at mga surrounding cities nito because of its wickedness. And by this time, probably, alam na ni Lot ng mga anghel, alagad ng Diyos, ang kanyang mga kausap. The angels ordered them to leave the city and bring his family and his sons-in-law. Kaya agad-agad pinuntahan ni Lot yung kanyang mga sons-in-law, mga men who are promised to marry his daughters. Ngunit nung sinabi niya yung urgency ng pag-alis, paglisan sa city because of God's judgment, hindi naniwala sa kanyang dalawang mamang ito. Pinagtawanan pa siya. Ikaw talaga, joker ka. Joker ka, Lot, ha? Ikaw talaga, mabiro ka talaga. And then probably they mocked him and laughed at him. Now, magbibigay ako ng ilang komento about Lot, about the people of Sodom, ang sons-in-law niya, at pagkatapos mga few applications sa first part na ito. First of all, about Lot. Lot is called a righteous man sa 2 Peter chapter 2, which was read kanina. He was not righteous dahil sa kanyang angkin na righteousness. Wala siya noon. No one is righteous, no, not one. We can say that the Lord counted him as righteous because he believed the God of Abraham. Alam natin sa ating pag-aaral sa Genesis na si Lot had made series of unwise and even compromising decisions.
Dahil dito nalagay sa alanganin ang safety and morality ng kanyang pamilya dahil sa kanyang mga desisyon. Una, sa chapter 13, nung pinapili siya ni Abraham kung saan lugar siya titira, ang pinili ni Lot, yung matabang lupa, nung daw siya magtatayo ng tent, malapit sa Sodom. Okay? Sa chapter 14, lumipat siya ng tirahan, hindi na sa tent, hindi na malapit, sa loob na siya ng city nakatira. Dahil dung sinakop sila ng mga eastern kings, kasama si Lot at kanyang pamilya na nadakip. And we all know that Abraham rescued Lot and Sodom and the other cities and kingdoms with his small army sa biyaya ng Panginoon. Tapos after more than a decade, after that rescue, nalaman na lang natin dito sa chapter 19 na hindi pala siya umalis ng Sodom. Dapat natuto na siya doon. Hindi siya umalis ng Sodom kung hindi na natili at namuhay pa doon. Tapos ngayon, may katungkulan pa. Do you see one compromising decision after another, lalong lumalalim ng lumalalim ng lumalalim ang kasalanan? One of the Old Testament passages na minememorize namin ni Pete together is Psalm chapter 1. And we see doon, as we observe, is yung progression ng sin. Stand, walk, sit. Ito yung situation na yun. Pasama ng pasama. Clearly, si Lot ay isang compromiser. He compromised his faith. He did not trust the Lord. Sadly, ang value system at lifestyle ng Sodom have greatly influenced and shaped his and his family's hearts. He compromised one decision after another at di niya namamalayan na dahan-dahan na siyang papalayo sa Panginoon. Dahan-dahan na siya nanlalamig sa Panginoon. Dahan-dahan na yung value system ay naa-adapt niya. Kaya hindi rin kagulat-gulat na inalok niya yung kanyang mga anak. Mga kaibigan, are you about to make a compromising decision right now? Is your faith starting to waver because, dahil doon ay you're tempted to make ungodly decisions? Or are you in a compromising situation right now? You do not know how you got there and you do not know how to get out. And you feel miserable. Friends, as we continue making one compromising decision after another, hindi na natin namamalayan na ang ating value system and ating lifestyle ay dahan-dahan ay nakuhubog na po ng city ng Dubai kung hindi ho tayo mag-iingat. It is one thing na tumira ka sa isang shared accommodation kasama ang mga hindi mananampalataya who are actively engaging in sinful activities, pero ang piliin mong makisama ka sa kanila, makisama sa kanilang lifestyle at activities is another. This also applies to work and school. It is one thing to be surrounded by non-believing colleagues and classmates who are indulging in worldly pleasures. It's another to join them in their sin. Brothers and sisters, if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I urge you to repent. Baka hindi mo na nakikita na napapalayo ka na sa Panginoon. That is the beauty of the church, hindi ba? That's why we gather every week. That's why we meet with brothers and sisters on a weekday so that we can speak to one another, be truthful to one another, confessing sins to one another, receiving comments and confronting a brother or sister to know. Kasi minsan ang kasalanan, hindi na natin nakakasala na tayo because we're so used and accustomed to it. Yan ang problema ni Lot. He became very comfortable sa mismong city ng Sodom. Unlike si Abraham, who though pareho silang righteous in the sight of God, meron pilgrim attitude si Abraham,
Which means, alam niya na i-enjoy niya yung blessings ng Panginoon sa lupa na to, pero alam niya na hindi siya taga doon. He's living in light of eternity. Are you living in light of eternity? Or are you living towards the pleasures of this world? Now I'd like to devote a little time para pag-usapan naman ang mga tiga Sodom. Ang Sodom at ang mga neighboring cities ay may reputasyon po. Ay may reputasyon sa mga karapit na kaharian at sa kaharian ng Diyos for being immoral and wicked. Immoral and wicked. Nakita natin ito sa Genesis chapter 13 verse 10. The men of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. Sabi sa Isaiah chapter 3 verse 9, ang mga ginagawang kasalanan ng mga tiga Sodom at Gomora ay hindi patago. Alam mo yun, minsan pag gagawa ka ng kasalanan, kailangan patago para walang makita kasi nakakahiya. Pero itong mga tao na ito, lantaran. Pinapakita ang kanilang mga kaimoralidad, ang kanilang immoral actions. Or they don't hide their sins, they openly celebrate it. Teka, ano bang klaseng kasalanan ang sinasabi ba natin dito, Pastor, na ginagawa ng Sodom? Well, dalawang S para matandaan natin. Number one, social immorality. Social immorality. Now, hindi makikita ito masyado sa passage natin, pero mailalarawan ito sa Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. Allow me to read this in the Christian Standard Bible or version. Verse 49 of Ezekiel 16. Now this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters had pride, plenty of food and comfortable security, but didn't support the poor and needy. They were haughty and did detestable acts before me, so I removed them when I saw this. God highlighted ang sin nila ng Sodom sa Ezekiel na mapagtaas or prideful and have mistreated the poor. And we have seen a glimpse of this sa kanilang lack of hospitality sa verse 1. Remember the elders sitting at the front gate? Si Lot lang ang lumapit ang nag-welcome. So that gives us an idea. They have no love for their neighbors. They are lovers of themselves and indulge in gluttony and worldly pleasures. Yun ang isa sa mga kategory ng kasalanan ng tiga Sodom. Social immorality. Ngunit mas kilala ang Sodom sa sexual sin. Do not be surprised if you have heard the word sodomy, which is nasa dictionary po yan, which came from dito sa Sodom and Gomorrah story. Una, social immorality. Second, sexual immorality. Clearly, we have seen this kanina sa verse 4 to 5, but Jude gives a clearer picture kung anong klaseng sexual sin ito. Jude, verse 7, walang chapters on Jude. Jude is just verses. So Jude, verse 7, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulge in sexual immorality, pursued unnatural desire, severe, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Ang sinabi ni Jude dito, ang sexual sin ay di lamang talamak sa Sodom and Gomorrah. Talamak ito sa buong region. It's not just Sodom and Gomorrah, it's even the neighboring cities. At ano ang sin na ito? Sabi ni Jude, pursuing unnatural desire. Bakit unnatural? Dahil it contradicts the way God designs us and intended for us in the Garden of Eden. Unnatural or sinful for men to seek sexual relationships with men. Unnatural, sinful for women to seek sexual relations with other women.
Friends, isa sa mga prominenteng kasalanan na na-highlight sa Sodom ay homosexuality at homosexual activities.
And these are explicitly condemned by God.
Makikita din natin ito sa Leviticus chapter 18, 22, 24, 29. Sabi ni Moses, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Verse 24, "Do not make yourself unclean by any of these things, for by all these the nations I am driving out before you have become unclean." Verse 29, "For everyone who does any of these abominations, the persons who do them shall be cut off from among their people."
Kung babasahin mo yung buong passage, ang kasama po ng mga sexual sin, kasama ng homosexuality ay bestiality, which means pakikipagtalik sa mga animals, incest, pakikipagtalik sa kamag-anak, at lahat ng mga ito ay kinondemn ng Panginoon as mentioned ni Moses.
Sa New Testament, Paul uses similar language to Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty of their error."
Romans 1, 26 to 27. Hindi po bago sa panahon natin ang homosexuality. Matagal na po ito.
When sin entered the world in Genesis chapter 3, everything was corrupted. God's design and purpose for man and woman, God's purpose and design for marriage, God's purpose design was corrupted, including sex.
Of course, hindi lang homosexual sin ang condemn ng Bible. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, kasama ang sexual immoral, idolaters, adulterers, drunkards, at saka swindle. Pero ayon sa Bible, may extra distortion at additional twisting ng good design at purpose ng Panginoon sa tao ang homosexual sin.
Remember, we are created in the image of God. Both male and female, both are equal yet have distinct roles. If we switch the roles, this is an abomination sa design ng Panginoon.
Mga kaibigan, tayo ngayon ay nakatira sa mundo that pressures us to accept and even celebrate homosexuality. At sa ibang bansa, isinasabatas po ito at nagpapataw ng parusa sa mga hindi umayon.
Bilang mga Kristiyano, we need to stand what is biblically right.
Kailangan nating tawaging kasalanan ang tinawag ng Diyos na kasalanan.
We need to call sin what God calls sin.
Maring nandito ka ngayon, you or someone precious to you is struggling with homosexuality. Please know that there is hope. Please know that there is mercy na nanggagaling sa Panginoon. Know na kasama rin yan nung napako si Jesus Christ sa cross.
There is forgiveness. There is transformation to those who repent from this sin and trust Christ as Lord and Savior.
May kapatawaran ng kasalanan na ito.
Like any other sin, there is forgiveness followed by a transformed life.
Ayon sa isang Anglican pastor, na si Sam Alberry sa kanyang libro, Is God Anti-Gay? I read, homosexual sin is not inescapable. Paul continues in 1 Corinthians 6:11, and this is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Christ and by the Spirit of our God. However ingrained it may be in someone's behavior, homosexual conduct is not inescapable. It is possible for someone living a practicing a gay lifestyle to be made new by God. Temptations and feelings may well linger. That Paul is warning his readers not to revert to their former way of life suggests there is still some desire too. But in Christ, we are no longer who we were. Those who have come out of an active gay lifestyle need to understand how to see themselves. What defined us then no longer defines us now. End quote. I encourage you to purchase or order sa ating bookstall ang book na nitawag na Is God Anti-Gay? Pastor Sam Albert, excellent resource. Again, if you are here today and that is you, and you are struggling with homosexuality, please don't keep it so dark. Talk to your parents. Talk to your elders. Approach us. Hindi ho imposible yung na makapawala sa kasalanan na ito sa biyaya ng Panginoon. Nung ako po ay naglilingkod bilang elder pa sa Redeemer, I was interviewing a guy for membership. As we talked about sin and yung seriousness and sin in the sight of God, he wept. He wept and he wept. And then he confessed. He opened up and said he is struggling with homosexuality. And he said, and I hate it. He doesn't want dressing up like one. He doesn't want to do anything with anyone na ganun din ang struggle. He wants to keep it to himself. And he doesn't want it. And he needs help. Praise God for that encounter. We share the gospel of Christ's cross and empty tomb. Of course, during that time, I did not recommend him for membership. Met with him. Some of the members also did and went through the Gospel of Mark with him until he came to the right understanding, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He came to faith in Christ. And then nung sa aming second interview, after months ng first interview, there is such joy in his countenance. And saying, I have been saved. I am free. It does not mean wala yung struggle, but it does mean I know I am not enslaved by this sin anymore. Praise God. Now he's serving at Redeemer. And every time I'm invited to preach or dumalo ko sa church, kahit ano man ang hawak niya, and this is a sweet moment for us dalawa, no? He would drop whatever his part ng setup team. He'd drop his stuff and he would just hug me and weep. Now I tried to hide my tears a little bit, pero sabi, and then when I'm like, thank you. I said, no, praise the Lord. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, maybe it's not homosexuality. Is it lesbianism? Is it pornography? What sexual sin are you enslaved right now? There is freedom in Christ. There is hope. You cannot fight this alone. I'm not saying sabihin sa lahat ng buong membership. What I'm saying is you need trusted, godly people who will walk alongside you, committed to you in fighting this sin. Lot warned his son-in-laws about the judgment to come, but they did not take him seriously. They laughed at him. I know, just a few applications. I know sometimes it is a struggle sa atin to warn loved ones about a greater judgment to come. Dahil takot tayo ma-reject or mapagtawanan ng mga mahal natin sa buhay.
Mga kaibigan, kung mahal natin ang ating pamilya, ang ating kaibigan, ang ating colleague, we will tell them not just of the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ's death on the cross, but we will also talk about the bad news of sin and God's wrath. The holiness of God is offended. And there is judgment na parating. If you present the gospel in a way na kung saan sasabihin, God loves you and has a wonderful plan in your life, I mean, that's not wrong in and of itself, pero kulang yun. Yes, God's love, but it's also, if God loves, God also hates. He hates sin. He hates sinners. He despises sinners. That's why his holiness judges them towards sin. But he loves sinners at the same time that he sent his son to die for them, for you to receive him. Mga kapatid, ikwento natin ang mabuting balita ng kaligtasan ng Panginoon. It doesn't matter, mapagtawanan tayo, i-reject tayo. So, man is totally wicked. Number two, God's mercy and severity. Yan ang state ng tao. Ngayon, sino ang Diyos sa sitwasyon ng tao? Let's read verses 15 hanggang 29. Morning dawn, the angels urge Lot, saying, "Up! Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he lingered. So the man seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him out of the city. And as they brought them out, one said, "Escape for your life. Don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away." And Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords, behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in saving my life, but I cannot escape to the hills, lest a disaster overtake me and I die. Behold, the city is near enough to flee to, and it is little one. Let me escape there, is there not a little one? And my life will be spared." He said to him, "Behold, I grant you this favor also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken." Verse 22, "Escape there quickly, for I cannot do nothing till you arrive there." The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valleys and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked bad back, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abram went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. And he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the valley. And he looked, and behold, the smoke of the land went up like a smoke of furnace. So it was that when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had lived. So verses 15 to 22, we see God taking the initiative sa pag-rescue kay Lot at ang kanyang pamilya. God warned Lot several times to leave the city, for he will destroy it. Verses 12 to 13, verse 15, verse 17, verse 22, paulit-ulit. After warning him sa verse 15, sa verse 16, anong sinabi? He lingered. Ano yung sabi na lingered? He hesitated. Nag-alinlangan po siya. Nagdalawang isip. He didn't move much, with much urgency. Parang wala lang. Kaya ang mga anghel ay kinaladkad, o yung word na dragged him and his family safely out of the city. Kailangan silang kaladkarin para maligtas sila. So verses 17 to 21, binigyan si Lot ng instructions na tumakas papunta sa hill at huwag na huwag lilingon kung hindi pati sila madedestroy. Ngunit ayaw ni Lot sa hills. Ayaw niya sa hills. At nag-request siya, dumiretso na lang sila sa isang maliit na city, ang pangalang Zoar, which means small or little. Ang problema, isa yun sa plano ng Panginoon, to destroy. But because God remembers His covenant kay Abraham, And Lot being made righteous, God granted such favor for because He is faithful sa kanyang covenant. He is also a merciful, saving God. And then we see, so verses 22 to 29, God's judgment was certain and irreversible. He rained down sulfur or fire. So, marami nagpapaliwanag kung ano ba yung sulfur and fire na to. Some say it was a series of lightning strikes, while others say it was a meteor shower. So, we really don't know. Kung ano man ito, God's judgment was severe. It burned the cities to the ground. Pero itong judgment na ito ay makatarungan. Because there was no one who was righteous in the cities. God fulfilled His promise. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah at lahat ng mga cities sa kapaligid dito, but spared Lot and his daughters. Again, a few observations about Lot and his wife. Let's talk about Lot and his wife. Pansin nyo ba na tuwing na nag-hesitate o naglilinger si Lot, may panibago lagi siyang request? And yet, we see the Lord's patience and grace sa kanya at pinauunlakan ng kanyang mga request. Excuse me. Bakit ba lagi nag-aalinlangan o naglilinger etong si Lot? He hesitated di dahil hindi siya naniniwala na may judgment. Alam niyang may judgment. It's because ayaw ni Lot malayo completely sa region ng Sodom. Same goes sa kanyang asawa. Kahit sinabihan na huwag lilingon, kung hindi mamamatay kayo, I will judge you. Sabi sa verse 17, and sadly sa verse 26, ang asawa niya ay lumingon and was destroyed along Sodom. With Sodom, she turned to a pillar of salt. Now, what's in common kay Lot at ang kanyang asawa sa area na to? I'll tell you what. Their hearts were still in Sodom. Ang kanilang puso ay nababalot sa worldly pleasures ng Sodom at may panghihinayang. Kaya all throughout sa Bible, madalas nababanggit ng mga propeta ang insidenteng nangyaring ito sa kanila. Itong pagkawasak ng Sodom at mga surrounding cities is a reminder to the people of God about His judgment. God's judgment is certain. God's judgment is severe. God's judgment is just. And it should be something to be feared. Ngunit, may isa pang judgment na parating. Isang judgment na mas malala sa judgment ng Sodom that Jesus warns His disciples about. Luke chapter 17, 28 to 33. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. And the second shortest verse of the Bible, remember Lot's wife. That will preach, friends. That will preach. Remember Lot's wife who looked back because her heart and eyes are towards the pleasures of this world. She finds the pleasures and treasures of this world more satisfying than the Almighty God. Remember Lot's wife. A sign of a true follower of Christ is growing holiness. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, speaking to his disciples as they share the gospel, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Verse 15. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Kung sino man daw ang mag-reject ng gospel ni Jesus Christ, parang nasa hotel pa ang mga taga-Sodom. Hindi comparable sa judgment na parating na ibibigay ng Panginoon if you reject His Son. Ang matandang John tells us who will be judged severely sa Revelation 20 verse 15. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Mas matinding judgment ito mga kaibigan kasi this is eternal. Paul warns the Corinthians of chapter 6. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians, or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. These were the type of people who were present in Sodom. Praise God, Pastor, yung sa listahan na yan, wala ako. Careful. Kasi we are always sinners. Maring hindi natin ginagawa. Pero within our hearts, we do commit them. Ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ, if anyone looks like a woman lustfully, you have committed idolatry. If ikaw ay nagngingit-ngit, naggalit, at hindi mo mapatawad ang iyong kapatid, you just murdered him, katumbas nun. Do you see the sins of acts, attitudes, and in the heart? So we cannot point the finger kay Sodom. We must evaluate our lives. Another thing to notice, Lot was reluctantly rescued. Kung siya lang ang maiiwa, kung sila't lang ang magpapaiwan sila at pamilya niya. He's reluctant. But God, in His mercy, hindi hinayaang manatili siya doon. He dragged him to safety. Lot was dragged to salvation. Which reminds me of John 6:44. That can be translated this way. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. In short, Jesus was saying, at pwede rin itong translation, that no one can come to Jesus unless the Father drags him to Jesus. Friends, left to ourselves, we do not want to be rescued. We don't, kasi we don't see the need to be rescued from sins. We don't believe that a greater judgment is coming. Gaya ng mga sons-in-law ni Lot, we find it ridiculous and laughable. Dahil ang ating mga puso ay masyadong nababalutan ng worldly pleasures, desires, worldly dreams, worldly ambitions. Tayo ay nasa kasagsagan ng kasalanan at patuloy na inaalipin ito, hindi tayo makawala. It drains the life force out from us. And the sad part is, we enjoy it. And this worldly joy, friends, will lead us straight to God's judgment, which is death eternally. We need rescuing. We need to be saved from our sins. We need salvation from the judgment to come. Friends, like all the men in Sodom, young and old, no one is righteous. All wicked sinners deserve death. But God is patient. God is merciful and gracious. He did not treat us as our sins deserved. He sent His Son Jesus to rescue us from our sins. He lived a truly righteous life that none of us could. He became our substitute by dying the death we deserve. God, who judges justly, judged Christ for our sins on the cross. He poured His wrath on Jesus, His only Son, to satisfy the payment for our sins. Friends, the cross of Christ is where God's judgment and mercy meet. Madalas natin marinig yan this week, this month, last month, and today. Kasi it's true. Friends, huwag tayong maging kaparehas ng sons-in-law ni Lot, who did not take God's word seriously, who did not take this warning seriously. If you're here today and you're saying, I have tomorrow, I have later. Maybe you don't have tomorrow. God forbid. Huwag tayong maging kaparehas nila. Friends, repent from your sins. Put your trust in Christ's finished work on the cross for the forgiveness of sin, for salvation. Run to Christ. Flee to Him. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So verses 27 to 29, si Abraham nakatingin sa ababa sa ruins ng Sodom and Gomorrah. It was clear to him, kay Abraham, walang sampung righteous na tao doon. Kind of think of it, alam kaya niya na naligtas si Lot ng time na yon? Kaya panaisilip niya. Dapat ganun ang concern natin sa mga hindi pa nakakakilala sa Panginoon. Persistent, prayerful concern. But God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. God spared Lot because of his covenant with Abraham. God answers Abraham's prayers with both wrath and mercy. On that day, lahat tayo ay haharap sa isang holy judge. This judge cannot be bribed. He will open the books at lahat ng kasalanan natin ay isisiwalat sa lahat. But take comfort, friends, kung si Lot at ang kanyang pamilya have received mercy because God remembered Abraham. On that day, God will also remember His Son who paid our sins in full. The cross of Christ is where God's wrath and mercy meet. And on that day, we will also be a day where God's wrath and mercy meet. Hindi lang sa cross, also on that judgment day. Those who trusted Christ for salvation will receive mercy and will be rescued. And those who rejected Christ will receive severe just judgment. Mercy and judgment sa judgment seat. Friends, nagpapasalamat ka ba sa Panginoon for the gospel this week that saved you? Praise God for the salvation that was gifted to us. Friends, when sharing the gospel, make sure include God's holiness, His holy anger over sin. Let me read in verses 30 to 38, and we'll go real fast sa passages na ito because of time. But let me read. Now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. The firstborn said to the younger, our father is old, and there is not a man on earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our father. So they made their father drink wine that night. And the first went in and lay with her father. He did not know when she lay down or when she arose. The next day the firstborn said to the younger, behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine tonight also. Then you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve offspring from our Lord, from our father. So they made their father drink wine that all night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. Thus both the daughters of Lot became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger also bore a son and called his name Benjamin. He is the father of the Ammonites to this day. What a tragic ending. Ang tawag dito ay epilogue sa passage.
After ng main story has been resolved, ang epilogue po ay yung extension story, kung tawagin. Lot's daughters, in fear na wala silang maging anak, plotted to get children in their own way and did not trust the Lord. Kind of like reminds you of Sarah, no? Here's Hagar. Nilasing nila ang kanilang tatay ng dalawang beses and slept with him on two different occasions. This is gross. This is gross sin. At ang kanilang mga anak ay naging dalawang nations called Moab and Ammon. Alam niyo ba yung these two nations ay naging pabigat, isang malaking tinik sa mga Israelites? Moab would try to seduce Israel with their religious orgies, which they gave in several times. Ammon, with their idolatrous child sacrifices. Chapter 19 ends tragically, and sadly, nagpatuloy ito into all generations. Ngunit God's mercy and kindness extends even sa kanilang pamilya. Alam niyo ba yon? Sa mga Moabites? God's grace extend to them. Kasi God appointed, years and years after that, a Moabite woman named Ruth. Ruth na naging great-grandmother ni King David. King David, great-great-grandfather ni Jesus. Do you see God's mercy even to those who grossly sinned? And who are we not to forgive those who have sinned against us? Once again, nakita natin ang theme of God's judgment against sin and His overriding grace to the sinner. There's a lot to compare kay Noah at saka Lot. One, Noah, in his time, the whole world was wicked. Okay, Lot, Sodom, Gomorrah, and surrounding cities are also wicked. God judged yung people nung time ni Noah by pouring down rain, water, rain. Samantalang sa time naman ni Lot, God poured down fire, raining fire. Sa time ni Noah, they rushed to the ark in order to be saved, which is God's means of salvation. Pagdating naman dito kay Lot and his family, rushed out to the city in order to be saved. After such great victory and blessing, Noah got drunk. After such great victory, also, Lot got drunk. Noah, ang kanyang anak, committed sexual sin against him. Lot, ang mga anak niya, committed also sexual sin sa kanya. What is this telling us? Hanggat hindi pa bumabalik ang Panginoon, sin will continue sa mundo na ito and its consequences. But friends, there will come a day when sin will be vanquished forever. God will pay the unrepentant with eternal punishment, and the righteous He will rescue. Darating ang araw that sin and its consequences will not harm anyone anymore. Quick applications. Four. Number one, let's just use the word remember. Remember Sodom. Remember Lot's wife. They were totally depraved, wicked, which reflects us. Wala tayong kabanalan na ipagmamalaki sa Panginoon. So if you have not a relationship with God, repent and believe. But if you're a Christian, fight sin. Kill sin. The theological term is mortify sin. Let us link arms in fighting these sins. Second, remember God's judgment. Lahat ng ating nagawang kasalanan will be severely and justly judged by God. So if you are here today and not have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ,
Huwag na tayo magpabaling bukas. Huwag na mamaya.
Today is the day of salvation. Remember, third, God's mercy. Remember that Christ saved us from that judgment when he died on that tree. So Jesus is our hope and salvation. And lastly, number four, remember na ang tamang response sa mercy and kindness ng Panginoon ay gratitude. Worship by living a life that is pleasing to him. God's judgment towards the unrighteous is certain, severe and just, but will show mercy to the righteous, to those who were declared righteous. Let's pray. Salamat sa iyong mercy at amazing grace, Panginoon. Help us, Lord, to herald your gospel with all faithfulness. We pray for loved ones who are struggling with sins or in sin of homosexuality, stuck in pornography, stuck in any forms of sexual sin. Lord, in Christ there is freedom. Save them, Lord, save them. We pray, Father, help us to be persistent. Help us to be patient. Help us to be loving. Help us to be genuinely concerned for their souls, that we will patiently walk with them until, Lord, the time that you save them. Lord, as we meditate on the gospel today, by breaking of bread and drinking of the juice, may you be honored and glorified, and our souls be refreshed of this image of the gospel. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.